We use God's mighty weapons. Is there anything any more powerful than God's mighty weapons? No. Prayer and speaking in the name of Jesus is His mighty weapons. We use His name. That's how we get things done. We use God's mighty weapons, not mere worldly weapons to knock down the devil's strongholds. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument, everyone that keeps people from knowing God. With these weapons, we conquer the rebellious ideas and we teach them to obey Christ. If you'll meditate on the scriptures and you'll believe that, what can you do to somebody that's rebellious toward God? What can you do with that promise? You can come again and turn them around. That's right. You can change their life. How do you do it? You get a gun and you put it up there and say, now, if you don't believe like I do, I'm going to shoot you. No, that won't do it, will it? But when you kneel and pray before a holy God, He'll do it, won't He? As my wife has said many times, and I've heard her tell many a woman that's got a problem with her husband, you cannot change your husband. But God can. When you fall on your knees humbly before a righteous and holy God, and you come to Him clean and pure and holy, and ask Him to change your husband, and then she always says, also, Lord, if there's anything I need to change, talking about herself, Lord, You change me. I'm willing to change, but I want everything to go great between me and my husband. And we've seen so many people that she's prayed that prayer for with women over their husbands come back together. Isn't it amazing the power we have in prayer? Of course, the first time I told this story, that Cheryl heard it, she said, you have got to tell that in church. Well, this happened many years ago, at least 15 years ago. I was on Daystar television on the prayer lines one night, and a young man called in and wanted me to pray for his wife. He said, my wife left me and went to work in a strip club. I said, well, you know, your wife wasn't a Christian. He said, no, she wasn't a Christian. I said, so the God of this world has blinded her mind. See, I knew all these scriptures. So I caught myself up to the throne of grace. I worshiped and praised God. I kicked the devil out of him in the name of Jesus. Out of her, I mean, in the name of Jesus. And then I asked the Father in Jesus' name to convict that woman of sin and bring her back home and let her and her husband, you know, be remarried. And so I said, now then, if God does something, please call me with your praise report. There's no faith in that. God don't hear that kind of prayer. I said, son, call me back with your praise report. Because I believe that it's written in the book. I can do exactly what God says I can do. Don't you, Jack? I prayed that prayer of faith that night. I kicked them devils out of that girl and asked the Lord to convict her of sin and open her eyes and bring her back home. Well, the next Friday night, we were on television again. I mean, the phone rang, and first one ring happened to be mine. I picked up and I said, this is Thurman Scrivener with so-and-so ministries. I said, how can we help you? How can I help you? That's what I said. He said, I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, you got him. That's me. How can I help you? He said, I'm so-and-so. I said, well, okay, how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, no, son. I talked to lots of people on these prayer lines, and I don't remember you. He said, I'm the man that had the wife that was in the strip club. I said, okay, I remember that, because I don't get very many calls like that. I said, okay. I said, so what did God do for you? He said, within an hour after you prayed, my ex-wife called me. She said she was in the club that night, and it's something like scales fell off of her eyes. And she thought, what am I doing in this strip club? She went and turned in all of her uniforms and called me and asked me to come down and get her. He said, I come down and got her and brought her home. He said, the next morning, I said, that night I had the privilege to lead her to Jesus. She accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. We went and got a marriage license the next morning. 3 days later, we got married again. And he said, this week's been a wonderful week in our home. And I said, well, how long had she been gone? 14 years. 14 years, the girl's eyes have been blinded by the devil. And all the time, every Christian out there had this book, the Word of God, the power to kick that devil out of her, and nobody knew how to do it. But he called me that night. I knew how to do it. I prayed the prayer of faith, and God moved. And that boy and that girl, I mean, I kept up with them for a year or two. They come to see me several times. And every time they come, this wonderful young couple, they're just in love. I mean, they loved each other. I thought, what a difference it makes when you kick the devil out of a woman, right? What the difference it makes when you kick the devil out of a man, too, right? In fact, I got an email this week from a ministry. that I was in Princeton, Minnesota a few years ago. And the guy said, I want to keep you up to date on some things that have happened. And since you were here, and I said, oh, praise God, I'm thinking. He said, you remember when we were sitting at the dinner table and the guy, Mark, came up and wanted us to go out and pray over Sam, the dog with the crushed leg? I thought, I remember that well. He said, you remember I did not remember him laying hands on the dog with me, but he said, I laid hands on the dog with you and said, when you prayed, God instantly healed that dog's leg and that dog jumped out of the van and started running all over the place. And he said, then when we started back in, there was this little dog that was just trying to eat everybody up. And you just rebuked, you and me said, you again, we laid hands on that dog. You rebuked that spirit, commanded that evil spirit to leave that dog, and the dog became totally normal. And he said, ever since that day, that dog has been totally normal, not had any aggression at all. And he said, I've also found out since then that the owner of that dog, that woman, is a witch, and she was there to create a problem. But instead, her dog got delivered. Is Jesus awesome, folks? Is Jesus awesome? And then he told me in there, he said, whenever Mark finally took Sam back in to have the leg x-rayed, I thought about Dr. Young, Gary. Gary Young. When he took it back in to have the leg x-rayed, where the broke, the crush was, the bone and everything was lined up perfect, but that section that had been crushed, it's like there was a lead shield around it and the x-ray would not penetrate it. Is our God awesome, Tom?
He is.
He's more than awesome, isn't he?
Wonderful.
It is absolutely fantastic what God does. With these weapons, we break down how many arguments? All of them. Every one. That keeps people from knowing God. If somebody don't know God, you can come against the forces of darkness that are blinding their minds. Now that teaching I've done on how to get a lost person saved, if you pray that in faith, you can get anybody set free. I tell you everything about it. In fact, that Friday morning that I was down at Big Sandy, God woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and he spoke to me and said, son, this morning when you speak, I want you to teach how to get a lost person saved. I've told you exactly how to do it. You know. So you teach my people how to get a lost person saved. And that was that hour and 5 minute CD that I made at Big Sandy. And the title of it is How to Get a Lost Person Saved. Now, how many people do you know that's lost? That are loved ones that you'd like to see get saved? You know what? Most people not even praying for them. I said, well, when's the last time you prayed for them? Well, I prayed for them last month. Did you pray in faith? Well, I hope so. No. No. That ain't never going to work. You're going to have to do something in faith or ain't nothing going to work. Everything has to be done in faith. Now let's look here. It says, with these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. And with these weapons, we conquer the rebellious ideas and we teach them to obey Christ. Now then, the 6 and 7, let's get these last two verses. And we will punish those who remain disobedient after the rest of you become loyal and disobedient. So who is Paul talking about using these weapons on first? The church. He's talking about coming against the people in the church that's not obeying God, isn't he, Nancy? That's us. Those of us that are not obeying. Paul says, through prayer, I can knock down these strongholds. And he said, we will punish those who remain disobedient after the rest of you become loyal and obedient. So once we get everybody loyal and obedient that's coming to church, then we can gather in prayer and meet and come against the forces of darkness that's blinding the mind of those that are outside of the church. And can we change them too? In the name of Jesus, we can change them. That's right. I mean, we can make it so difficult. I mean, just think, when those three men broke into Faye's bedroom that night, a little single woman by herself in her bed, and three big men with black suits on, covered with eyes showing, running with guns in their hand, would you be petrified? Sure. But the more you know Jesus, you'd be like the little woman. Every time I think about these kind of scriptures, I think about that little woman, Margie Mayfield. Wasn't that an awesome story, Jack? Margie, she had memorized the entire book of Ephesians. Memorized it. All 6 chapters. She knew who she was. She knew the power she had. And when Stephen, the number one murderist and rapist in America, this was in the 80s, he had brutally raped and killed 20 or 30 young women. And that night she was going to be the next one. He walked up behind her at a parking lot, stuck a gun in her backside, told her to get in the car, put her hands under her thighs, don't say a word or he's going to kill her. She gets in, slides in. He gets in, slides in. She reaches up, put her hands on him, said, "Mister, you're not in control here. I am in the name of Jesus." You talk about a woman. You talk about a woman. That's a woman that knew her spiritual authority, wasn't it? I don't know many men that would do something like that. Do you? But this little woman, she had hidden the word of God in her heart. And before that day was over, these scriptures are confirmed to a T. That day, through the prayers of that woman, she broke down the strongholds that made that man a number one murderer and rapist in America. And she broke down those things, kicked out those devils through her prayers in that car. And that man, he repented of his sin and asked Jesus Christ to come into his life and handed her the gun. True story. How many of you have ever heard the story of Margie Mayfield? Some of you have. If you haven't, you need to get it. It's awesome. We got it back there on which table, Rosemary?
The glass table.
Okay, the glass table back over. If you haven't heard that, get a copy of it and listen to it. It comes from Focus on the Family. Now, I don't send this out to people. It is a copyrighted deal. But after the thousands of dollars that I give Focus on the Family, from this ministry every once in a while, I told them one day, I want to make a few of these and give them to my church members. And the guy said, no problem. That's okay. I had bought many a one of those CDs with my gifts to Focus on the Family. But I think that's a good organization. That's why I give liberally to Focus on the Family, because I think it's a great organization. And I might throw in something here too. You know who's been the chairman of the National Day of Prayer in Washington for years? Who is it? Miss Dotson. That's right. That's exactly James Dotson's wife. Do you know what? There is a couple of organizations right now that's suing her for being there. I'm telling you, folks, and she's not the least bit excited. She's praising God because she knows who she is in Christ. We have no, but you know, it wouldn't hurt to do a little spiritual warfare for her also. Because these devils of hell are trying to come against us every way they can. And until we learn these scriptures and we do these things,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Authority of the Believer, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.